The moon is one day past full, so rises about an hour after sunset. Neptune is 1.4 degrees north, which is an occultation for the extreme south, Antarctica. On September 4, Jupiter is 3 degrees west of the moon in the eastern evening sky, and Uranus is just 1.2 degrees south. Plus, a day later, the moon is among the stars of the Seven Sisters, the Pleiades, M45. On the evening of September 9, Pollux is 1.5 degrees north. The moon is new September 14 and September 16 and Mars is less than a degree south, another occultation. This one would be visible in all of North America, but it occurs during daylight. Later in the evening, find a clear western horizon and use binoculars or a telescope to see the ruddy Mars next to the moon. September 21, Antares is occulted in the eastern hemisphere, less than a degree away from the first quarter moon for western viewers. By September 26, Saturn is just 3 degrees north of the waxing gibbous moon in the southern sky. Just before full moon September 29, Neptune is once again occulted for the extreme south. Mercury is at inferior conjunction September 6, reappearing in mid-month for the best apparition for northern viewers. The speedy planet reaches its greatest elongation west in the early eastern sky September 18, with Venus just to the northwest. Regulus in Leo, the Lion, is in between the two planets on that day. Venus is stationary September 2, meaning it stops prograde motion, eastward, and then slowly appears to move westward. Don't forget that it's an illusion resulting from Earth's motion combined with the speedier Venus. The moon is in the same part of the sky September 11. Mars is increasingly difficult to find in the western evening sky. September 16, as noted above, during daylight, the moon occults the red planet. A telescope is required to take in the event. Jupiter is stationary September 4, beginning retrograde motion, which keeps the giant planet in the sky for most of the night, a good viewing opportunity during September. On that night, Jupiter is 3 degrees southwest of the waning gibbous moon, with Uranus just south of the moon. Saturn rises in the early evening amid the stars of Aquarius, providing a good view all through the night. If you have access to a telescope, now is the time to get out under the stars and take in the sights. Saturn and its rings, framed against the blackness of space, is an awesome sight. Uranus on September 4 is joined by the Moon and Jupiter in the evening sky, rising about 10 p.m. local time. This planet is also retrograding among the stars of Aries. Neptune is at opposition September 19. It's 4 light hours from Earth, among the stars of Pisces. The zodiacal light is visible before eastern morning twilight for the first 2 weeks of the month. The autumnal equinox occurs in the very early morning of September 23. James Edgar has had an interest in the night sky all his life. He joined the Royal Astronomical Society of Canada in 2000, was national president for 2 terms, is now the editor of the Observer's Handbook, and production manager of the bimonthly RASC journal. The IAU named asteroid 1995 XC5, 22421, James Edgar, in his honor, and in 2021 he was awarded a fellowship of the RASC.